I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Andrew Walsh singing and playing the piano with his big band. Andrew is breathing new life into decades-old songs that many consider to represent an all-time high point of pop.
I think the reason why I fell in love with the American Songbook is the beautiful melodies combined with the incredible lyrics. A lot of these songs were written by songwriting teams back in the Tin Pan Alley days when great writers, great songwriters, found each other and they teamed up because they liked each other's work.
One of your favorites is Exactly Like You. Tell us why it is one of your favorites.
I love that tune because it was one of the first tunes that I ever heard that really influenced me. I remember hearing so many different versions, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Sinatra. There's actually a duet of Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra singing it together, which was one of the recordings I fell in love with. And just a wonderful, fun lyric, a great melody, and just a beautiful little tune.
Yeah, Andrew, that is a great one. But we're sitting in a room with a piano, and we have recordings of all these songs, but why not just take a stab at one, you and the piano?
Each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel brand new. I wanna spend my life with you. Make me understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming and the dream I'm dreaming.
Andrew, you do a lot of old songs that are now considered the American Songbook. But you can't only do the top 20 American Songbook songs. You've got to get some that people haven't all heard before. Where do you look for material?
I played in piano bars coming up after college, during college and then after college, and I just got tired of playing the same songs every night, even though they're incredible songs. That was probably about 6-7 years ago now. I just started going to record stores, finding old records by my favorite artists and looking for the cuts on these records that I hadn't heard before. Whenever I saw a song title that a song that I hadn't heard, I immediately went to that track and listened to it. And if I thought it was something that would work for me, I snatched it up. And I've been doing that ever since. So I've built up a nice book of tunes that people don't hear often, and they love that. And I think I'm very fortunate in that I can bring people these songs that may have otherwise been abandoned.
What do you love about When in Rome?
Oh, this is a great song by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, who were a songwriting duo that got together in the late 50s, early 60s. And it's quintessentially Carolyn Lee, and you'll hear what I mean by that. Just wonderful rhymes, very playful lyrics, and Cy Coleman was one of my favorite melody writers. And he wrote, of course, the melody on this. It's just a really fun, very poetic tune.
When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for a fundador. You know how a fundador
can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue. Cher amour, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. 'Cause baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do.
Andrew, I know it's cliche to say, but they don't write them like they used to. They really don't. But there's the lyrics, and there's the melody, and then there's interpretation. Who's influenced you in that regard?
I think my first hero, vocal phrasing-wise, was Tony Bennett. I heard Tony Bennett's sailing voice. He was trained in bel canto, so he had that very kind of almost operatic sense of phrasing and breath support and intonation. That's why I studied classical voice in college, was because I wanted to have that kind of support and that kind of ability and agility. And of course, as you know, I love Sinatra. I love Ella Fitzgerald. I love Sarah Vaughan. All of these singers had such tremendous control, such thoughtful and prepared ways of approaching their material.
Tell us something about how you approach this love of mine.
Whenever I approach a song, I like to listen to a multitude of versions. The original version I heard of This Love of Mine was by a singer that, to be honest with you, I don't even recall who it was. And then I went to Billy Eckstein, who has a totally different interpretation of the song than does Frank Sinatra, who wrote the song. So I like to hear different interpretations of the song and then use that to kind of formulate my own take on the song.
This love of mine goes on and on. Though life is empty since you have gone, you're always on my mind. Though out of sight, it's lonesome through the day, but all the night.
Andrew, you've had a piano bar career. You lead a big band. You do a general show. You do special shows like your Sinatra show. What's your next thing?
I've been working more and more with a group that I just enjoy so much, and that's my quartet. I love working in the trio format with me on piano and singing bass and drums, and the great Dave Carr, who's, of course, just a legend here in the Twin Cities on tenor sax. And that is just such a fun format because it's so playful, so enjoyable. So that's kind of that's the group I'm working with most in town these days. And I'm also working on a project in Nashville with a producer by the name of John Vesner. We're working on some original material, some standards, some songs by friends of mine, and it's kind of brought out a whole nother side of what I do. It's been really fun for me.
Andrew Walsh. Does he sound like a guy on a musical mission? Well, it's more than a mission. It's a combination of inspiration, following up by doing the work, and making the most of opportunities. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.